Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. In a historic decision last Thursday, the Dutch Reformed Church in Namibia took a final decision to break away from the General Synod of the Dutch Reformed Church in South Africa. The resolution, passed by a two-thirds majority at a synod session in Windhoek, follows a decision by the Namibian Synod in 2022 to follow a so-called Matthew 18 disciplinary path, giving the General Synod time to repent of decisions which the Namibian Synod view as unbiblical before enforcing a decision to sever ties. Namibia's concerns include decisions regarding same-sex marriage and the authority of Scripture. The Dutch Reformed Church in Namibia said on Thursday that it wants to conclude new bilateral agreements and search for cooperation and support with other role players in the kingdom. After the breakaway vote by leaders representing 42 congregations in Namibia, moderator Dominee Johannes Maritz said, "Let us hold each other from here out on to live in reconciliation with each other, also with those who do not necessarily wholeheartedly agree with us." The Executive Committee of the Management Committee of the General Synod has responded with sadness to the decision of the Dutch Reformed Church in Namibia to disengage from General Synodal connection, reports Kerk Boerder in an article posted on Saturday. "We also respect the seriousness and care with which the Dutch Reformed Church in Namibia has reflected on this step over the past 5 years and has discussed it with us in various meetings here and there," the Executive Committee's letter reads. "We hope to hear from the Dutch Reformed Church in Namibia soon and to be able to meet them officially in order to gain clarity on how we should understand their decision theologically, on how they see the way forward, and on how we will be able to make our shared Christian witness heard in Southern Africa in a new and benevolent way," the letter says. On Sunday, leaders of the Koinonia Synod, which is a relational grouping of Dutch Reformed churches and members who oppose the liberal values of the General Synod but do not want to leave the denomination, met to discuss a response to the Namibian Synod's decision. Dr. Anton Knutse, chairman of Koinonia Synod, told Gateway News they welcomed the Namibia Synod's decision, which they had reached through following the biblical Matthew 18 process over a number of years. "The problem is that the General Synod of the Dutch Reformed Church did not pay any attention to the warnings. They did not take them seriously." He said that in his letter to the Namibian Synod, Koinonia commended them for their biblical stand and said they would love to foster relations with them, but understand they need time to deal with internal issues. In international news, a Christian teacher in the United Kingdom was found guilty of unprofessional conduct for sharing her biblical beliefs on gender and sexuality while teaching a religious instruction class at a Christian school, reports CBN News. Glaudis Leger was a modern foreign languages teacher for 12 years before she was suspended from Bishop Justice Church of England School in Bromley in February 2022. She told students that Christians believe sex outside of marriage is sin and that as a Christian you need to live your life for God. She also said there is no place to hurt or exclude anyone and that she spoke about God's love and how we are all loved and precious, Christian Concern explained in a statement. Subsequently, Leger was reported to the Teaching Regulation Agency, which found her guilty of unprofessional conduct. Leger challenged the allegations in a UK High Court, arguing that the school's duty to provide a balanced curriculum did not apply to her personal beliefs as an individual teacher, but the High Court sided with the guilty verdict while stopping short of banning her from teaching for the rest of her life. Andrea Williams, chief executive of the Christian Legal Centre, said it is only getting worse for Christian teachers in the UK. You can read these stories and more God stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.